Now, another way to represent the data is using a scatter plot. And so how does it work? We have in the horizontal direction temperature. On the left, it's getting colder. On the right, it gets warmer. And in the vertical direction, we have the number of O-rings that get damaged. So if you now lay out the data here and you have the black dots, we see we have data from the 80s, 75, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, 65. The coldest we have data for is around 50 Fahrenheit. Okay? And so if you look at the dots and we see how they line up, what you say, do you see a trend? Is it a linear trend or what? So we can fit a curve through the data. And so in order to see it, you have to click on the slide and you'll see a red line, and you can see that as temperature drops, the probability that an O-ring will be damaged increases, not only linearly, almost exponentially. The colder and colder it gets, the more likely it is that, especially beyond less than 50 degrees. Now, if you click again, what you see is the temperature when they were launching in January was around 25 Fahrenheit. It was below freezing. The data that we have is for 50 degrees. And there, we have one case where almost 12 O-rings failed. So what do you expect should happen when you go to 25 Fahrenheit or less than 30 Fahrenheit? What's your expectation? Based on the data, based on the trend of the data, there should be 50 O-rings that fail. So the thing should, if you look at it that way, that the implication is pretty clear. It's not safe to launch. So if you click a few more times, you see that this, the way you display the data can help you to come to insight. It lets you see causal relationships. And if you don't do it in other ways, it might obscure those facts or those relationships.